It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to Praise Palace Radio. You're welcome to another segment of our daily devotion and this is Open Heaven Hour. I want to welcome you to this very episode because like we always remind you that every day is a special day. Every day is a gift and we need to then ascribe all glory, all praises, all honor and adoration to the one who has made this possible for us. That is why we want to take a second of our time right now to say, Abba, we are grateful that we do not take this special gift for granted. If you're just joining us on this show, I want to welcome you. On this show, what we do is to hear and share the word of God. We sit at the master's feet and learn one or two things, just like Mary did back in those days. And every moment with Jesus, you know there is always a rhema. The Bible says the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. And it also says his word is like a lamp unto our feet. So what perfect way of starting our day than having this powerful weapon and these illuminating words to take us through the day. So if you're just joining us once again, I want to say welcome. And if you're a frequent on the show, now it's time to tell somebody to tell somebody to tell another person that it is time to listen to the word of God. And if you're listening to this live, you can also share with somebody and let them just be a partaker of this very moment. This segment is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. This is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's time to go to the Word of God. Today is the 22nd day in the month of June 2024. And it's a beautiful, beautiful Saturday. So regardless of what you are doing, regardless of the time zone that you currently are, I want to let you know that you are doing the right thing. And on this segment, we'll be using our Open Heaven devotional manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, who is the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. So let's go to the topic of today. Today we'll be looking at a topic that says the first resurrection. The first resurrection. Our aim today will be taken from aim 23 of our Open Heaven Manual. Take my life and let it be. Our Bible in 1 year we're taking from the book of Psalms 104 to 106. Psalms chapter 104 to chapter 106. Our memory verse today will be taken from the book of Revelations chapter 20 verse 6. Revelation chapter 20 verse 6. Let's learn the memory verse together. Revelation chapter 20 verse 6. Blessed and holy is he that art part in the first resurrection. On such, the second death has no power. But there shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Revelation chapter 20, verse 6. Blessed and holy is he that had part in the first resurrection. On such the second death had no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Our Bible reading for today will be taken from the book of Revelation, chapter 20, verse 4 to 6. Revelation chapter 20, verse 4 to 6. Are you with your Bibles? And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead did not live again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such, the second death has no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. The manual says, the first resurrection is a topic that is not often preached in churches. And that is understandable because it is not something that any pastor should encourage their congregation to be a part of. Everyone should aim to be raptured when Jesus Christ comes to take his saints. Those that are left behind after the rapture have a very small chance of making it to heaven. So it will be foolish to risk missing the rapture. The first resurrection is the last chance that will be given to those who miss the rapture. After the rapture has taken place and the Antichrist has taken rulership over the earth, it will bring up a policy that will mandate everyone on earth to worship the beast and take the mark of the beast. The book of Revelation is written in quotes. Therefore, do not assume that worshipping the beast means that a beast will be on a throne and people will be compelled to bow to it. This basically means that everyone will be forced to obey the beast. I pray that you will not be on earth to experience that in Jesus' name. Amen. There will be some people who will miss the rapture and who will be determined not to worship the beast or take his mark. It will be really tough for them because the Antichrist will do everything possible to break them. They will be tortured in every way possible. Emotionally, financially, physically, and so on. Worse still, almost everyone in the world will be worshipping the beast, and so they will be loners in very perverse world. There will be no church meetings and gatherings because almost everyone in the church will have been raptured. There will be no pastor to encourage them and no brother or sister to strengthen them. It will be just them against the world and the government. It will be very, very tough. Many of the people who determine not to worship the beast will eventually yield and end up in hell. Those who stand their ground will be beheaded by the Antichrist. However, when Jesus comes back with his saints to defeat the devil, He will give them another chance to be judged, and they will join him to reign over the earth for 1,000 years. Beloved, surrender your life to Jesus Christ if you haven't, and commit to the living holy for the rest of your life, so that when your time is up here on earth, and when Jesus returns, you'll be with him without having to experience the ordeal of the first resurrection. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says it will be very difficult to make it to heaven after the rapture, and as such, it is foolish to risk missing it. Live holy now to be assured of your place in heaven. I pray that when the time is drawn near, you will not be missing when the rapture sounds. I hope today's session has blessed you. If it has, then you can be a blessing to somebody. You can send this link and bless a soul today. You can view all our past and present Open Heaven devotionals by visiting our website at www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast and you can share. You can share, you can download, and you can keep listening to it just to edify and bless your soul. And I hope to see you or to hear from you in the next session. God bless you till we meet again. Bye.